And the 111th Psalm is one of those, and that's what we're reading this morning. Hear the word of God. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I will give thanks to the Lord, the scripture says, with my whole heart. At our family's Thanksgiving dinner, we have a tradition of going around the table and asking everyone to say one thing that they're thankful for. And you know, it's really not that hard to come up with one thing. But this week, as we prepare for the Great American Feast, I thought I would like to give a little more thought to that. A little more thought to the things for which I am truly grateful. And that is what I would like to do this morning, but to tell you the truth, I'm looking for a little inspiration. Music is always good for inspiration. Yeah, that would be nice, Rick. Very nice indeed. Inspiring, maybe even. So let's start with being thankful for Thanksgiving Day. Whatever God people believe in, or even people who don't believe in, it's one day a year where anyone and everyone pauses to think not about what they don't have, or what they haven't done, or what breaks haven't gone their way, and hopefully just pause and think about what has gone right, what we do have, what good there is in our lives. And for nearly all of us, nearly all the time, we can put together a pretty long list. I'm thankful for what's on the table on Thanksgiving Day. So thank you, Lord, for turkey and all the trimmings, even though some of us think that the trimmings include instant mashed potatoes instead of potatoes mashed the honest way. Thank you, Lord, for my Aunt Isabel, God rest her soul, who often hosted Thanksgiving when I was a kid. And in her fussing, ever so fussing, lovely way, made sure that every single kid felt like Thanksgiving wouldn't be complete unless they were at her table. Does every child have an Aunt Isabel? I hope so. And I'm thankful, Lord, for Isabel's pumpkin pie, with or without whipped cream. Oh, who am I kidding? With whipped cream. Lots of it. There was a craft fair here yesterday, and a pancake breakfast, and a bake sale. It was crazy, absolutely nuts, really. And it was all for the benefit of preschool children and Boy Scouts and people with Alzheimer's. And I was walking around the halls yesterday, and all I could think about was the hymn that we sang last Sunday. It said, "For young and for old, a place at the table. A voice to be heard, a part in the song, the hand of a child in a hand that is wrinkled. For young and for old, a place to belong." I'm grateful for places where everyone belongs, where everyone has a place at the table. This church is one of them, and I thank you, Lord, for all those who make that happen. Day after day, week after week, year after year. My soccer team played its last game of the season on Thursday, and as often happens, some young guy with way more skill not to mention way more speed, faked me out of my socks and left me lying on the cold, wet grass. But even in my athletically humiliated state, lying there on the ground, I thought how great it is to be playing a kid's game on God's green earth, no matter how wet and cold it is. Thank you, Lord, for balls that bounce and for the chance to chase them for absolutely no reason other than having fun. We just had an election, and some sides won and some sides didn't, like pretty much every election. But every time I vote, whether my side wins or not, I think, what a gift to live in a country where our leaders are chosen by votes and not by violence. It's messy. Too often it's far too nasty. But it's also amazing. And it's ours simply because, well, most of us anyway, we're born here. I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you for the opportunity that each generation has to leave this country and this world a little better than when we found it. And Lord, oh Lord, help my generation not to blow it. Thank you, Lord, for chocolate chip cookies and for mothers and grandmothers who know that they're really the only cookie anyone would ever need. Thank you, Lord, for beautiful music, whether it's playing on the radio or your iPod or on Rick's piano. Thank you, Lord, for texting when it helps me keep in touch with my kids, like it did last night, but not when it takes three times as long as a simple phone call would have taken. Thank you for those beautiful October days that sometimes stretch into November, as they have the last two weekends. The kind of day when, I remember Karen Carpenter's song, "Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eye, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream." Thank you, Lord, for a cup of warm cocoa on a cold day and a cold glass of water on a hot day. Thank you, Lord, for the little piece of heaven that happens when a baby falls asleep on your shoulder. Thank you, Lord, for the soft beauty of the first snowfall of the year. And forgive us when we get frustrated with the seventh snowfall and the eighth and the ninth, even though they are just as beautiful as the first. Thank you, Lord, for the Presbyterian missionary in Ethiopia who told us yesterday that her African friends were praying for Americans in New Jersey and New York after Hurricane Sandy. And thank you, Lord, for that gentle lesson in humility. Thank you, Lord, for Abraham Lincoln and Maya Angelou, for Elie Wiesel and Nelson Mandela, for Harry Chapin and Harper Lee, for all the people who inspire us, many of whom will never be on CNN, never in the history books, people like our parents or our teachers, our children, our neighbors, the people in the pew right next to you, all of whom make us who we are in this ever-changing journey of life. So thank you, Lord, for family, for the family we're given, and sometimes if and when the family we're given falls a little short, for the family we choose, the family we make. Thank you, Lord, for a church that opens its doors to the homeless and to the hungry, that opens its doors to the firm believers and those who aren't so sure, that opens its doors to the poor in spirit and to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake and won't quit hungering or thirsting until that righteousness arrives. And I give thanks, Lord, with my whole heart for the grace that surrounds and embraces us all. So thank you, Lord, for knowing it's not so much what's on our Thanksgiving table that matters, but who it is that's at our table. And not even only that, also those who could be at our table if circumstances worked out that way, and even more those who were at our table but now can be no longer. They're all a blessing to us, Lord, whether they're in our present or our past, because they are all in our future, because our future is in you. So thank you, Lord, for each and every one, for very often, Lord, they're the ones who make you real. With my whole heart, I thank you on Thanksgiving Day and always. Pray with me. O Lord, sometime this Thanksgiving, let us pause. Let us stop and be truly grateful for all that truly matters. Amen.